is there. God is there. I invite you now to gently close your eyes, place your feet flat on the floor, spine straight, and let's take in three deep cleansing breaths together. Breathe in and out. Breathe in and out. Once again, deeply in and slowly out. Continue with your deep breathing and let us acknowledge the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit, active in our lives and affairs, our nation, and our world. We decree our oneness with this power, for we each have been made in the image and the likeness of God. We are all God's children, all heirs to God's kingdom. Take another deep breath in and exhale, and as you do, relax your neck and shoulders. Allow the chair to totally support you and continue with your deep breathing. We are so blessed this morning, Holy Spirit, to be here and to be in communion with you. We each are working on strengthening our faith to be more faith-filled than fear-filled, to be open and receptive to your will. Lift us in consciousness as we also lift one another in consciousness to see the good there is in this world, to be the good in this world, and to allow your love and light to shine through us and out into our world. We ask your blessing in faith for our right physical home. We know that it exists, and we might need a little help in continuing to know that it is ours. We ask your blessing on this congregation, those who are with us and those who are not. Lift us all during this holiday season to that higher place, to that secret place of the Most High. And now I ask that you join me on that journey, that to attend to that place in consciousness, where love, peace, faith, and joy abide. We reach the door of the secret place, and we know that before we can enter in, we must become empty. We must release mental and emotional baggage, and we must release physical baggage. Anything that is not serving us needs to fall away. We step through the door, and as we do, we feel the light and the love of God enfold us, bless us, and lift us. Let's focus on the heart center just for a moment and allow that space to broaden as we feel the Holy Spirit filling us with those wonderful spiritual gifts. So now let us be in the silence with just the sound of the piano and use this time to commune, to pray, to receive answers to your prayers, and to be still. Thank you. God is my help in every need. God does my every hunger feed. God walks beside me, guides my way through every moment of the day. I now am wise, I now am true, patient, kind, and loving too. All things I am, can do, and be through Christ, the truth that is in me. God is my health. I can't be sick. God is my strength, unfailing, quick. God is my all. I know no fear, since God and love and truth are here. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you have heard our prayers and that you have answered them as you always do. You will go before us this week to guide our steps, our words, and our actions. And for all these gifts, we are truly, truly grateful. So we say thank you in the name and nature of our elder brother and wayshower, Jesus the Christ. And so it is. Amen.